Good morning. It's 22 minutes to 10 a.m. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning so far. Now, on the 3rd of March, Sydney Living Museums are celebrating Parramatta's namesake, the eel. And this morning, we are joined by Hayden Walsh to unwrap Sydney Living's past and talk all about this fantastic event. Hayden, so good to have you back in the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the Eel Festival. What's happening? What's going on? What's it all about?
So it's a day in Parramatta next week on Sunday, and it's all about the Indigenous connection to the eel, particularly with the Darug community out there. And it's going to be a beautiful day, fun day, a lot of education, a lot of experience for people to really immerse themselves in.
I love so much that you guys are doing events all around Sydney. Because last time we had you in a couple of times ago, we were talking about Vaucluse House and the Whale Festival, and now we're out in Parramatta with the eels. This is so fantastic. So what activities are people going to be able to experience on the day?
There's an absolute plethora of activities. We've got yarning circle, weaving. There's Fred's Bush Tucker. He's doing a demonstration of how to cook an eel in paper bark.
Ooh.
And you can get a little taster too if you're lucky.
Okay. Is this a fresh caught eel from the river? Because I know there's a lot in Parramatta River.
Hopefully. I have to see where he gets some from.
Okay.
He'll be yarning with the audience so you can come and ask questions.
Okay.
And we'll also have Darug language workshops, performances. There'll be a welcome and a smoking ceremony early in the morning. There'll be painting, weaving, there'll be house tours. There's as much as we could put on in that space.
As much as you could physically cram in. I think this is great. I spent a lot of time around Parramatta as a kid. I grew up kind of around that area. The eels are like this very iconic part of Parramatta because they've been there for yonks. I can't even quantify the amount of time they've been there. But they always freak me out just a little bit. They always kind of look just a little too slimy for my life.
Come and get up close. There'll be an eel display as well.
Oh,
and,
cool. Yeah. They're bigger than I thought they would be too. Yeah, they're always like enormously bigger than I thought they would be. What are you hoping people take away from the day? What are you hoping people most engage with?
We'll definitely have a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely learn a few things, but also what people can bring into the day. So come with an open mind, come willing to learn, willing to experience.
Yeah.
These things, they happen a lot more than they used to, but, you know, this is still one time a year where we're running Eel Festival. So it's going to be a special day and people will really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so too. Was there anything you learnt while you were putting this all together that maybe you didn't know beforehand?
Oh, I mean, always, every day, just picking up new things. But the best thing has been working with as many elders and local community members as I can. And that's something that, every program that I'm involved in is increasing it to becoming more connected with the local community. Because sometimes you just see Aboriginal events and it's a bit more of a broad, topic. But as local as you can get it is obviously the best way. And that's been a journey for me to work with as many elders as I can and continue to do that.
And learn lots, I'm sure, as
every
well. I think, as I've said, that this is such a great way to engage with culture and to engage with the Indigenous community, especially in Parramatta, the Darug people, as you were saying. What is the, I guess, significant connection with these people and the eels? Obviously, the eels are very native to the area.
Well, there's just so much history there, and it signifies with the breeding seasons, and it signifies times of coming together and trade, and look, we're unpacking that as we go along, and really discovering that together.
Yeah, absolutely. So where's it all happening? It's happening in Elizabeth Farm.
Elizabeth Farm, next Sunday.
Cool, next Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. What would be your must-do? If you could only do, I know people will do more than one thing, but if you could only do one, what would it be?
Definitely check out Fred's Bush Tucker. He's the one doing the display and the paper bark. I think, he's a real showman.
Is he?
Yeah, he's incredible at what he does, but also, putting on a yarn with the audience and taking questions he's just incredible. And to learn from someone like that if you work in the city and you don't work in culture, like, you might not meet someone like that in your everyday life. So come out and check it out.
Definitely won't try eel in your everyday life too. It's not something that you'll get many opportunities to eat. I guess if you maybe go out to Japanese cuisine, that's one opportunity.
You'd have to seek it out.
Yeah,
for sure.
But you really have to seek it out. And especially in this kind of traditional manner of being cooked too, in the iron bark as well, which would be so cool. I'm always looking for new ways to experience. I think experiencing life and experiencing culture through food is one of my favorite things to do.
It's the best gateway.
Yeah, right. And I've never tried eel, so I'm,
you have to check it out.
I'm like very curious to know what it tastes like, because Parramatta River is a saltwater or freshwater river. I don't even know. Would it be a salty kind of? My mind is like going everywhere. I'm gonna have to talk to Fred. It seems like a great educational opportunity as well.
Absolutely. You know, it sort of reaches all markets. Whether you're family with young kids, they can come and join the activities, or whether you're a bit more older and intellectual, want to learn more.
Kids are gonna love this.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God, they're gonna love this. I can imagine. Is it quite like an open space that we've got going on?
Yeah, there's like a couple of like sort of secrety little spots and quieter spots.
Kids to hide, I'm sure. Yeah. Run around.
And you've got the house, and then you've got the beautiful gardens.
Yeah.
It's really incredible, because with all the sky rises, with all the development around Sydney and Parramatta, you know, we don't have as many of these spaces left. So to have a historic farm and house, not just to look at, but somewhere that's actually activated with culture.
Yeah.
It's really special.
I think so. And then what else is coming up this year, I guess, before we let you go? Just a little sneak peek at what you've got over the next few months.
Yeah, language workshops in Reconciliation Week.
Fab.
You can get a little taste of this weekend, but we'll be doing bigger ones later down the track. And NAIDOC Week and activities for kids. But really, it's all about connecting local communities. First and foremost, and then we open it up to people that want to come in, tourists, people that want to learn more.
Yeah. Have you found the language courses to be quite popular? Because everyone I seem to talk to when they're heading, especially to events where language courses are offered, it seems to be what people are most excited about.
Absolutely. There's such a hunger for it.
Yeah.
And, which is great to see. You know, I think there's sort of two gateways. There's the food and the language.
Yeah.
And they sell out really quick.
I sit firmly in the food camp. It seems like everyone else thinks the language is so popular. Yeah.
And I think it's great. You know, when you keep language alive, you keep culture alive. So, you know, they go hand in hand.
Well, Hayden, it's going to be a fun weekend. You've got a big week coming up, because you've got a lot to do, I am sure. Go wrangle a lot together to make this all happen.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got Elizabeth Farm, Sunday the 3rd of March, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hayden, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us
this morning.
That was Hayden Walsh there from Sydney Living Museums, giving us a little update on what is happening next weekend out in Parramatta with the Eel Festival. Parramatta is such a beautiful part of our city as well. If nothing else, head out to enjoy a gorgeous day.